Brad, another podcast recording with Brad Cullen.
Hey, Ryan, another podcast recording with the publisher.
Well, here we are again. Tell the world what you believe, part 7, potential and eternity. What is that, potential and eternity? Oh, my God.
Well, yes, oh, my God, is right, because since you told me you were going to make this call on what it was referenced to, I did a quick read-through and it blew me away. I wrote that. It's wonderful. I'm excited. I can't. You told me it was well written, and then you made some snide remarks. So I thought, uh-oh, something in there he's going to nail me about. But it may be well written, but it's pretty dang deep.
Well, you know,
I didn't even remember writing it. It's. I think it's good. Did you think it's good?
I did, and I think it's going to challenge some people's perspectives and beliefs. And I mean, the concept of heaven being this place where you go after you're dead is pretty deeply ingrained in our culture, especially Christian culture, of course. I'm positive that if you are still attending a church, that's the presentation you would get. I don't think they would even mention the scripture that you attribute to Jesus.
Islam, what we hear about Islam from the terrorist side, the extremist side, is true. Well, that's they seems like at least that part of Islam believes it's after you die, too. That's why they kill themselves. Because then as soon as they do, they get...
Oh, yeah.
So...
Well, I think that's a media presentation. I don't know if that's actually true. I'm gonna just kind of take a rider on that one and say, okay, so they say that on TV, but do Muslims actually believe that? I think that what they do believe is that they become a martyr. And there maybe there's some comments in the Quran about how great it is to be a martyr. As to the 52 virgins, I don't think so.
No.
I'm skeptical. Call me a skeptic.
Well, it's an extremist view that's well baked by the media. But I can tell you that
really well baked. And if that was my inspiration for going to heaven, No, I don't think so.
Well, Moo says that was never intended anyway. That Moo means Muhammad in my language. So anyway, enough of that. What do you want to talk about related to it?
Well, you know, the article is fairly self-explanatory from my perspective. You talk about a missing piece to the puzzle, And then you give it in a very detailed definition of a couple of words that we take for granted, like holy and salvation. And then you give a very great explanation of what those words mean. So what I really want to kind of talk about is actually it's the very last paragraph in the whole article. And I'll read it back to you just in case you don't remember it. Unlimited is our potential destiny. Why hold on to anything that holds us in bondage to limited information when the universe is ready and willing to pour out the complete? Wow. So that, to me, is sit back and take notice. Unlimited is my potential destiny.
It seems to me that the answer to that is so self-evident, it's... Of course, I added a parenthetical add on there, at least what we're able to handle for the present. And let's face it, we're all unable at times to accept something new. And this has enough depth in it that it is going to be new for some people. Not for anybody that's been following us for any length of time, but for somebody new, it is. I think you were right. It's tough to handle, and it is tough because of the ingrained stuff that's there. But good grief, if you just I had a tough time absorbing it. Of course, I just quickly read it, but I wrote the Blooming thing, you know. But it excited me because it's, wow. You know, it is clear, but it will be new for some.
It is clear, yeah. So we have a shortcut, though, to get us beyond that willingness, you know, to get us to accept something new. We have a shortcut. And you've written about it quite extensively for the last little while, and it's just an eye-pop. Anytime new information is presented that creates some form of resistance in us, the solution is very simple. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view. And continue to say it until you're no longer uncomfortable with whatever the new information is. And then you can take a look at it from a different perspective. And that different perspective is, as always, and of course you talk about it quite extensively in Integration of the Mind, and the previous book, What Now? Okay, so if this is true, or if it is true, what do I do this? What now? Pattern interrupt. There's lots of tools to help us get to our unlimited potential destiny that you just mentioned here in this last paragraph. And we don't have to hold on to anything as long as we have a mechanism to let go. And the let go mechanism go-to for me is interesting point of view. I have that point of view.
You know, if I was still standing behind a pulpit, yuck! But if I was, I would look out over the congregation and I would say, and with this I close, and you just did. That was beautiful.
Are you kicking me off the phone already?
Wow, I think usually you're trying to shortcut me, but I think you're done. I think you should say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan. Thanks for the time today, Brad. Bye.
Love you, man.
You too, brother.